Another aspect of writing a great song is it's got to be right for the times. Now, if you went to high school in the 50s, and everything you write melodically and chord-wise sounds like that era, you might have difficulty relating to a contemporary artist today because they've gone beyond that place musically. So another aspect of writing a great song is it's got to be current. Sometimes that's the choice of instrumentation. You know, keyboard sounds have changed drastically from 5 years period to a 5 year period. If your keyboard sounds are reminiscent of what was popular in the 80s, that's going to date you immediately, and you're not going to have any success pitching songs that way. So another thing you've got to keep in mind is what's the musical language of the time you're living in. I really gravitate personally to acoustic sounds. For some reason, they seem to endure. I love a grand piano. I love an acoustic-sounding piano. To me, it's a real timeless feel. I love stringed instruments and acoustic guitars. You know, electric guitar sounds change from time to time. A decade between guitar sounds is a radical change. So if you're going to write a great song and you're writing it for publication, then you've got to pay attention to details like that. You can't just write in what you like or the era you grew up in, unless you're maybe pitching your songs to an oldies group or something, or an oldies publisher. That would be different. But I think the big thing here is, does it touch the heart in a universal way across a wide spectrum of people? And in our case, that would be people who are trying to follow the Lord Jesus, people who need to be encouraged in their walk with the Lord.